Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berkowitz, your host today of Women Leading the Way, and with me is a delightful, I will say, wise woman extraordinaire, we'll put it that way, who is somebody I absolutely think the world of, and she is all that. Our leading lady today is Shawn Marie Torrey, and we're going to be talking about, and I have to say I'm really excited about this topic, difficult decisions in business. And I don't know about you guys, but as a small business owner, as a incredible leader in business, sometimes we just have to make those difficult decisions that we either don't want to do and we put off, or that we're struggling in how to make the right decision. And so I want everyone, and I want Shawn Marie to say hello to all of our listeners. Say hello, Shawn Marie.
Hello, Shawn Marie. No, I'm just kidding. Good morning, Michelle, and good morning to everybody who is listening. I am so, so happy to be here. And boy, what a topic you picked, Michelle. And I'm really looking forward to diving into this with you. It's a huge one. Huge.
I was so excited about the decisions and, you know, the things we were going to talk about. It's like I forgot to tell all of our listeners that you are the chief extraordinaire and founder of Shawn Marie Torrey, Inc. And you do many things, but, you know, can you maybe share with our listening audience the highlights of just your repertoire in business, because you have quite the wealth of experience. So just give everybody a few highlights of your background, if you don't mind.
Thank you. No, I don't mind at all. So I am definitely a lifelong entrepreneur. I have founded 8 businesses, everything from a home style boutique where I was hand pouring soy candles in my kitchen and selling them to small companies and retail outlets and individuals. And I've had an apparel company. I owned a bookstore with my husband. We owned a publishing company where we were publishing authors and writers. And fast forward, I'm back in the apparel business, which was actually my first love and my first business, which I did for 10 years before I sold that company. And never say never, I said I would never be in apparel again. And in 2007, I jumped back into the apparel game and combined that with a consulting company. And I've been doing that now for 12 years.
Wow. Yeah. No, I want listeners to go, woo, she's all that. You know, and I wanted today's radio show to be more about us discussing some of those difficult decisions, not me interviewing and interrogating you. I chose never to say that word again. But, you know, when we're a small business owner, and I'm laughing because, you know, difficult decisions are tough decisions, right? Either one of those are not just, we make decisions all day long, but you know, when you work for somebody else, many times, you know, there's other people that make some of the tough or difficult decisions. Do you agree with that? And we're kind of left on our own devices as small business owners. That's where I wanted to focus in on.
Yeah, I do, Michelle. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And you know, I know that there are, you know, a few different statistics, but, you know, just with regards to how quickly, you know, entrepreneurial ventures go out of business and how hard it is to sustain a new business once you get it started. And the truth of the matter is, I really don't think it is ever a lack of credibility or talent or know-how or even tenacity that really causes these businesses to close their doors. I think it is the fact that it's lonely. And it is a big, big responsibility. And I think that the biggest challenge is lack of delegation. But knowing how to do that when you're small and a budget is tight and you feel like you're low on resources and possibly energy, it can be really difficult. So yes, I find that we are on our own a lot. And, you know, some people call it paying your dues. Some people call it, you know, that's just the way it goes until you can get, you know, an infusion of cash. But there's so much that goes into those beginning phases, and there's a lot of decisions to make, not the least of which is what is really going to be the direction of this passion that I have, and how do I get from here to where I actually envision myself and my business being? It's a lot of work, Michelle.
Yeah. No, it's good. And, you know, I mean, I guess the kind of road or lane I'd like to focus in on is the tough ones. You know, I mean, when we're small business owners, I make decisions all day long, right? This, that, yes, no, up, down, either, or, you know, more of, less of. I mean, I just think of the ongoing decisions, right? Those are, I just hop around and it's like, okay, that, if anybody knew me, they'd be going, Michelle, you don't hop. But, you know, I hop around and it's like I make the decisions. But it's the ones that, you know, I mean, I think this is where, and I really am glad you're the one we're dishing on this subject, because it's the ones that you get in there and you go, you know, I'm having a tough time making the decision. It's almost like you're mm-hmm. paralyzed to make a big decision that maybe is difficult. Or, you know, I guess I don't know that there's rule books I've seen on making decisions, right? Some will say, don't make the decision personal. And others go, no. You know, like your whole claim here to fame, which is business is personal, right? I mean, you want to add, and I guess I use the word, I always add a human element to all of my decisions. But when they're those tough ones and those difficult ones, I mean, what kind of advice would you have on that, a wise Obi-Wan, Miss Shawn Marie?
You know, I do feel pretty wise in this area because I have made – I have made decisions that have turned around and been absolutely the wrong decisions. I've made decisions that were the best decisions I ever made, but were so emotionally difficult. So I feel mm-hmm. like I've kind of seen it all. I've seen, you know, huge failures and unbelievable wins, you know, so there's that whole high and low aspect to it. But, no, I think that for me, the advice that I would give to anybody who is in that position or in that role of, you know, facing the prospects of making a difficult decision, I would say, number one, trust your gut. And just like you said, Michelle, it is personal to me. That being said, there is a huge distinguished difference between it being personal and us taking it personally. Right, like those are two completely different things. And so I feel like the reason that we get into business, the reason that we do what we do, the people that we hire, that is a personal thing. It is a personal choice, and it should come from that place of, you know, why did I start this to begin with? But if we need to walk away from a client that's no longer serving us, even though the decision may be really difficult, or when we are faced with that difficult decision, or if in reverse, if somebody is deciding that we are no longer a good fit for them, that is not personal, right? Like, so I think that too, being right. able to make the distinction between why I do what I do and what I love about this and what I don't love about this is deeply personal. But it's not about taking things personally. And like I said a minute ago, I think trusting your gut, like anytime that I am making a big decision, and it hasn't always been this way, I am absolutely, I would say that I implement a process of slowness. I really, really consider everything. And that advice, or advice that has been given to me in the past, has been different than that. You know, kind of like you, when we were talking about hiring, you know, hire slowly, fire quickly. I understand the philosophy of that, but I would have to say, in all honesty, I don't know that I'm a big fan or advocate of that practice. Because again, for me, it has to be a gut check, right? So what I want to do is consider what is really the outcome of this decision, and why am I, why do I feel that I need to make this decision to begin with? So for me, Michelle, honestly, it all begins in the gut. It begins in the gut. It has to.
But I think there's, and I love that. I think, you know, for some of the big decisions, or, I mean, again, big, difficult, tough, it's like the ones that, you know, that are in your mind as a small business can be impactful, you know, in a good way or maybe a not so good way, depending on the decision. It's like how to work through it. You know, like your head starts to, I think for difficult decisions, it starts to get, you know, just it all starts to kind of like swish around. And I know people, I mean, there's books on this topic. Neither one of us are, you know, expert book authors on the subject, but I look at the decisions I've had to make, and I, you know, and there's a couple of big ones I need to make here right now in my own company, which is why I love this topic, because I've actually written down, you know, pros and cons on the list that I know we've been instructed to do, and objectively, you know, it's leading me to one decision, but then my heart gets involved, my human aspect, right, or emotional, some people might call it, and that kind of stops me because I see benefit in other areas. So it's almost like it's like a teeter-tot, right, one of those teeter, those kind of like boards that you sit on as kids, mm-hmm. and it's like it's almost balanced. There's not one way or the other way. It really is one decision. You know, it looks like on the pro side, there's the decision. On the con side, it could go the other way. And that's where it's kind of stopped me on a big decision, whether, you know, it's to spend more money, spend less money, you know, reject a contract. It's like not hire somebody, you know, any of those decisions. Those are sometimes big ones. I mean, do you have a secret in how you go through the process to making a decision? Because the pros and con list has always worked well for me, but in one particular instance that I'm trying to make right now, it's not, and I'm kind of frustrated with it.
So I'm a big fan of the list making and looking at pros and cons. Huge fan, because mm-hmm. I feel like what that does is that helps us really find that perfect spot at that intersection of the practical and the emotional. Right. And I think mm-hmm. that the best decisions are made at that intersection. Right. I don't think that it is free of emotion. And I don't think it is solely an emotional decision. I think that we have to be willing and try to practice a combination of both of those things. You know, why is this emotionally difficult for me, or why does this emotionally excite me? And then look at the practical reasons. So sometimes like the idea of getting an infusion of money in, like let's say that we are taking out a loan. There is a part of that that can feel completely terrifying and at the same time completely exhilarating. And the exhilaration might actually come from the fact of like, oh my God, I'm going to feel such relief. Like it's almost right. going to be like on the level of ecstasy, right? Like thank God the pain is over. But where the practical part of that comes in is who are we borrowing the money from? Are they getting a share of our business? Are they going to take out our kneecaps if we don't get it paid back in time? Do they have a say
in
our
business?
I know those
loans.
Right? So I do too. And so we have to be willing to say, look, this isn't just about the pleasure that I'm going to experience, right? Or the relief that I'm going to have by saying yes to this. We have to look at that option or that solution 10 feet or 10 years down the road. Like we have to be willing to consider the whole thing. The other side of this conversation is that when we are making a decision where on paper, like maybe it looks really like it's pretty cut and dry, like maybe the pros and cons are fairly even, but we're really feeling like, no, this probably needs to go in the direction of, you know, moving away from being in a relationship with a business partner or a client or that type of thing. But emotionally, let's say that we feel extremely tethered to it, right? So like that emotionality completely takes us out of the practical realm and we're like, oh my God, I have to make this work. And how can I win this client back? And what do I need to do to save this relationship? But here is the truth for me. And this works inevitably for me every single time. And that is acknowledging that if this is no longer a good fit for me, then it's no longer a good fit for them either. And sometimes one of those two parties, and sometimes it can be me and sometimes it might be them, they may not see it that way, or I may not see it that way. But I guarantee you, Michelle, and anybody who is listening, that if it is not a good fit for me, it is not a good fit for them either. And an example that I can give you is that, and this was very difficult, I'm no longer doing business with one of my biggest clients. And I've had sleepless nights over this of like, how do I win this back? And all the things that I've done in the past that have been proven to me that I know how to reestablish, regain, reconnect with clients or business. Like, I've just kind of been one of those people who's been really successful at winning back business. But more often than not, it's been them coming back to me saying, hey, this other company didn't work out, or we missed doing business with you, or, oh my God, it was a huge mistake. So my experience is that probably 90% of the time a client comes back. Well, for me, I was getting a little antsy and angsty over this, and I wanted to win it back now. But what I did instead is I really considered my own practice, and I said, is this really the best fit for me? And if it's not, then is my philosophy, does that hold true here? Then am I actually no longer the right fit for them? And I had to really embrace the fact that that may in fact be true, but that what might also be true is that they need to go have a different experience. Because this particular client of mine, they've been a client of mine for 13 years. And maybe what we needed to do was mix things up a little bit. And maybe it was time for a change. And maybe we needed to revisit some other options. But what I want to tell you too, Michelle, as a result of these difficult decisions, that inevitably what has happened in my experience is that when that decision is made, even though it might feel like things are constricting and suddenly tight and like, oh my God, I can't breathe. And where is that revenue going to come from that is no longer there from this client that I used to have? It is amazing. First of all, the fire that gets lit under your ass to go and do something, the complacency that is suddenly no longer even present, but more importantly, the things that start to open up. Right, those creative channels start firing again in your brain, and suddenly you are a little bit more, if not a lot more, motivated, and things look a little bit clearer. They may not feel easier in that moment because you're like, holy shit, this is scary. Like, this is a really tough decision to not go groveling back to try to win back this business. But at what cost? Right. So when we are avoiding making those difficult decisions, the other thing to ask ourselves is at what cost? What is this costing me by not ripping off the Band-Aid, by not letting go of this client, by choosing to not borrow the money and just pull myself up by the bootstraps, or to borrow the money and let somebody else come in and be an advisor or have some input or whatever the scenario looks like, being willing to consider the entire thing, but at the end of it, asking myself, what is this costing me to either move forward or to pull back?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
No, that's good. That's good. It totally makes sense. And I know there's 20,000 million scenarios, you know, that are there.
Sure.
I think it's that, you know, when you look at, we were talking before the show started that, you know, the idea with decisions is sometimes, you know, it's so much more than just a pros and cons list, which I love that you kind of mapped it out. And it does, you know, kind of for big decisions, right? Whether to, like you said, you know, decide that you're going to, for lack of a better phrase, this is mine, not yours, but tank a client, or, you know, the big decision about taking on more expenses, maybe, right? That, you know, those decisions are tough. You know, hiring somebody, letting somebody go, you know, any of those decisions are ones that, I think for small business owners, you just go, oh my gosh, you know, take me away and let somebody else make that decision, which are tough. So I think for me, it's like I've always been one of those people that I make quick decisions. But on something that's big and important to our company, this one's kind of stopped me a little bit. So interesting, very interesting. In our time, I want people to kind of hear more about you and some of the programs and the services you do, Shawn Marie, because I know you've got the Desire Map programs that you do and training and whatnot, but give people a little more of an idea of what you have going on currently and what are some of the big decisions you're making. I'll go there.
So, and thank you for that, Michelle. I'm kind of resurfacing after being what I would call offline, I mean, literally and figuratively, for about 18 months. And so some of the big decisions that I made in the last 18 months, I let go of two brick and mortars that I had. So I had a studio and a bungalow where I was doing really incredible work, and I decided to let those go. Which definitely, you know, had an effect in regards to the emotional part, you know, going back to what you were saying, you know, how is this going to be perceived? What does this mean for me? Where am I going to actually be doing my work? Am I going to go to a co-working space? Am I going to revive my home office? But again, I needed to consider how all of this at the end of the day really felt to me. And speaking of how mm-hmm. they feel, really where that, where the premise of that part of my work comes from is that I am a licensed Desire Map facilitator. And Desire Map is a book and a curriculum that was written by Danielle Laporte. And I have been one of her licensed facilitators since, gosh, 2015, I think.
Wow.
And so I host workshops, and I've actually just finished up designing a Desire Map workshop that is specifically for sales teams and salespeople, really anybody that sells anything, because I think that one of the things that gets missed, kind of going back to, you know, small or smaller or medium-sized businesses, is that, you know, any businesses that are being run by a small group of people, you know, those at the top tend to be the ones that are selling. You know, if you don't have a sales team, if you don't have a dedicated sales team, then the executives are usually the ones that are, you know, selling and cleaning the coffee pot and, you know, opening up and closing up shop at the end of the day. So we kind of wear a lot of hats. So I am doing a Desire Map workshop for sales teams and salespeople, and I'm also starting to train other Desire Map facilitators. And my website is actually in the process of going through a small revamp, and it will be up, I believe, by the 27th of June. And anybody who is interested in desire mapping or consultative selling or creative business development, you can find me at SeanMarieTorrey.com. And my email address is SMT for Shawn Marie Torrey at SeanMarieTorrey.com. But yeah, I love entrepreneurship. I love women in leadership. And I really am just one of those, I am one of the many, Michelle, as you are, who absolutely believes and is wholeheartedly passionate about the fact that we get there together, you know, and that also coming back to this conversation, that also includes how we make decisions. You know, and the other thing that I'd like to speak to on that is that if we are facing or kind of, you know, looking down the barrel, as the proverbial phrase goes, of making a big decision, then call on your tribe. And I don't mean everybody. Mm. I mean, pick a handful of people, maybe one or two people that are trusted confidants that you can go to and say, hey, I am really up against this. And I can't seem to see my way clear. Like, this is what I'm facing. This is what feels right. But why am I reluctant? And again, Michelle, going back to the way that we want to feel, our bodies know the answers. Like, I really believe that. And again, this is where kind of that that soulful practice and practical reality for me and my work really meet up. And that is that I want this to make sense on paper. This needs to be reasonable. It needs to be something that I can accommodate, but it has to feel really delicious to me. And so if I am struggling with something and there is something about it that doesn't feel right, that's what I zero in on. Like, what is it about this thing? What is it about this decision that is feeling so difficult? Like, why am I struggling with this so much when it appears like it would just make sense? And so if I can take all of that and then talk to someone about it who I know loves me, but will also give me the tough love that I need and hand me my ass if necessary, but will also listen to me with a completely open heart and champion my success, right? Because that's part of it too. Like, we want to be connecting with people who aren't going to feel put off center by us getting a huge infusion of money or having a big win or getting a big speaking gig or whatever the case may be. We want to be connecting with those people that are like, you go, girl, because they know that by you succeeding, we all succeed. So that is incredibly
awesome.
Important is bring these issues, bring these difficult, really challenging, sometimes devastating and heartbreaking decisions to somebody that we know and love and trust, who will give it to us straight, who will help us navigate the best possible solution, knowing that there are never any guarantees, but the best we can do, Michelle, is make the best decision in the moment. And you know what? Sometimes the decision works out and it is better than we could have imagined. And sometimes we're like, oh, you know, maybe that wasn't the best decision. But ultimately, we will get through it. And I will tell you, Michelle, the paralysis and not making a decision is the worst thing to do. That is the worst.
I agree. And, you know, but what's interesting is how full circle you came back to. It's like, have a tribe, you know, trusted confidants. It's like that, you know, no woman and no man actually either. But, you know, no business owner should go alone and making just running a business, because there's so many scenarios that come up that you're like, man, didn't see that one coming, you know, and the walls don't talk back is one of my answers.
That's right.
All the time. I mean, you can talk to the wall all day long, but it's just going to be a wall. And, you know, when you live in a bubble, be prepared. So, you know, having that tribe and that camaraderie is really a great thing, which is awesome. And I can't believe we're almost out of time. You said how people can reach you. You're amazing. It's like, I think this was a very interesting conversation because we kind of said a lot without getting too detailed. But I have to say, I'm always, you know, pleasantly surprised by how quick, you know, I can make decisions, but I'm always surprised when there's one that I just hang on and I can't. And that's been one that's been on my mind of recent. So, gosh, thanks for the therapy there, Shawn Marie. And to our listeners, you know that we are here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. And before I get to the total final send-off, Shawn Marie, it's like, what is one final thing you can leave us with that might be just, you know, inspirational or we can do it or whatever? Because I know you've got a ton of inspiration in you. One thing, and then we'll sign off on our show.
I would say, if you don't absolutely love it, don't fucking do it, period.
Woo! That is the way to end the show, folks. Shawn Marie, you're amazing. I know you have your own Business's personal radio show. And again, to our listeners, it's Monday morning. It's the week after a holiday, and have a fabulous week. What I challenge all of us to do, as you know, is be supportive of other women. And I think we talked a lot about that today. So thanks, Shawn Marie. Have a great week, everybody.
You're welcome. Bye, everyone.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.